Hello, everyone. This is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to Black News here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is so that you and your loved ones can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. Make sure you visit the website, CobrasInAction.org. It's a website dedicated to countering racism with justice through propaganda. The narrative on black people is crap. It's disgusting, and it's not right. And so this website aims to counter the negative stereotypes, the negative images, the negative narrative of black people. And it also aims to influence black people to take constructive action to solve their biggest problem, and not just black people, but all non-white people, to solve their biggest problem, white people. All white people are racist. Please keep that in mind. This is a news show dedicated to exposing racism, white supremacy, that is in all the news, all of the late breaking news. Why? Because racism, white supremacy is 24 hours, 7 days a week. However, the headlines are very, very refined. So even when you think they're talking about racism, they're not being 100% honest. We aim to show you the racism in all the major current event stories in under 10 minutes. Sometimes we hit that mark. Sometimes we don't. Just depends on how much I have to say. So again, make sure you visit CobrasInAction.org. In a little while, you will be able to donate to the site. It's very important that we support each other. It's very important that we solve our problem. And CobrasInAction.org aims to solve the problem. We're going to be putting out all types of music, music challenging the system, articulating racism in a fun, fun way. We are going to be working with all types of artists, and these, the artists will be self-sustaining, meaning that they won't. The idea is that they won't have to depend on major record labels selling their souls, selling out to major record label, major record labels for a deal. No. It's time now that we take back our music and take our music, take our images, take our narratives out of the hands of people that don't have our interest at heart. People that are looking to just make a buck. So we have to take back our music. We have to take back our images. We have to put our stories out there correctly. And we have to use media for the tool that it is, which is propaganda. And we're looking to get people to adapt a code, to live by a code. Why? So that you can counter racism, white supremacy, so that you can counter white people. So let's get straight to the news. The first headline: speakers address racism at Vatican Conference on inequality. Now, see, I just mentioned that when we're talking about headlines, the headlines are always misleading. Speakers address racism at Vatican Conference on inequality. Now, these speakers addressing racism, I'm sure they were all multicultural. You had some white ones and some black ones and some brown ones, and everyone's talking around the issue. Everyone's talking about racism, but not really saying anything about racism. Why are you expecting equality? I mean, listen to the premise. They're addressing inequality. Well, they're addressing racism at a conference on inequality. So we can assume that they're looking for remedies to address inequality. When are you going to learn? And I can see the black preachers up in here and you know, the black bishops or whatever up here, really, probably really sincere, saying, yeah, when are we going to solve this inequality? You know, it hasn't happened in 400 years. Maybe it'll happen this century, you know, or maybe next century. Maybe if we just articulate the problem in a clear enough manner, then they'll understand. Why don't you understand that maybe white people are not looking to be equal with you? Maybe because, as the sign that I saw read, diversity is white genocide. Maybe that's how they really think. Maybe Dr. Francis Chris Wilson is white, that white people are concerned with their genetic survival. And integration would be, in their mind, a kind of genocide, a genocide to whiteness, a genocide to crackerdom. To me, it looks as if all the evidence is pointing to the fact that these people are not looking for equality with you, because if there's equality, then there's the issue of mating, meaning that you become much more desirable as a mate, you and your melanin. And if you have a group of people that's concerned, you know, a group of people that have a recessive trait and they're concerned with their skin color, then it's in their interest to make sure that you remain as unattractive as possible and that they remain as far away from you as possible, so that they can preserve their so-called genetic material, which makes them white. I keep telling you, white people, what are they saying when they are identifying themselves, when they are classifying themselves as white? They're not referring to their skin color. They are referring to their race. A person is classifying themselves. They are classifying themselves by their race. Black people are not classifying themselves by their race. You don't do the classifying. They told you what you are. But white people have classified themselves by race. They have placed themselves above all other so-called races. And they have dominated everyone else. But make no mistake about it, when a white person is classifying themselves as white, they are referring to their racial status. And the physical trait that identifies their race is their skin color. Skin color is the physical trait that's used to determine your race. And so, using their logic, you know, to participate in diversity and, you know, to really push for equality, well, they risk wiping out their genetic material. They risk wiping out their race. Why can't you understand that? How long is it going to take you? Is it going to take you 600 years, 700 years of getting your ass whooped, getting stomped on, smacked, spit on, thrown in prison? Thrown in prison for the rest of your life, you can't do nothing. Your so-called brothers can't do nothing. Why? Because non-white people don't have any kind of power. White people dominate everything. They dominate all areas of human activity. And see, when I see a headline like this, you have these religious people over here in the Vatican, these Catholics, these black Catholics. I've seen them on TV. Yes, you have some black Catholic bishops. I guess that's what they're called. But you have some black ones. But this is refinement, folks. Don't get it twisted. You see, white people in 2017, and when I say white people, I'm not just talking about Americans. I'm talking about anyone that's from Europe. Anyone that classifies themselves as part of the white race. So Europeans, white people, whatever. In 2017, they are concerned with refinement. Most of them anyway. I mean, you have some neo-Nazis and KKK members. They don't like refinement. They like good old, they like the old classic racism where they could mistreat you when they want it and didn't have to, you know, didn't have to be all refined about it and secretive. So you do have those. But most white people are refined. They are deceiving you. They are tricking you. Why? They are lying to you so that they can continue dominating you. President Obama served the interest of perpetuating racism. Why? Because a lot of black people believed because he was in office that they could rest up off their guard, that racism was over, that white people finally accepted black people. When you turn on the television and you see a black bishop in Europe somewhere or in Africa somewhere, and you see a lot of people, you know, sitting down in the audience listening to him. Well, to the untrained mind, to the untrained non-white mind, it's concluded that, oh, things aren't so bad. There's equal opportunity. I mean, how else can you explain this nigger in such a powerful position? Many times when white people are trying to use the practice of refinement, there are a select number of non-white people they like to refer to as proof that they really are not the problem, that it's you that's the problem, that you're not working hard enough. Some of these people are Oprah Winfrey, President Obama, Michael Jordan, you know, Magic Johnson, Jay-Z, Beyonce. Well, if it was still racist, how do you explain Beyonce? See, that's what they say. How do you explain Oprah? She worked hard and now she's living the American dream. It's your fault, buddy. It's not my fault. You're not working hard enough. See, they play that game. I am telling you, stop. White people are not interested in equality. This meeting at the Vatican was a waste of time. I guarantee you they're using cold words like prejudice and hate, and we shouldn't hate and we should all come together and sing Kumbaya and affirmative action and blah, 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 blah. Reverse racism and, you know, talking about the separation of the races and all that crap. And not getting to the point of the matter. The point is that white people are mistreating non-white people, period. They've been doing so for 400, 500 plus years, and they haven't stopped. They just found various ways of doing it. And in 2017, the way they do it is so slick, it's so refined, that most non-white people don't even understand that they're being mistreated. And again, refinement is concerned with dominating you in a way that is least detectable. It's the path to the path with the least resistance to getting to the goal. And that goal is dominating you as a non-white person. And we would do really good to understand that. The next article I have here, and this is the last one, it comes out of the Spokesman Review. It says, how three Best Documentary Oscar nominees capture our history of racial division. Now, see, this article is misleading as well. This article is talking about the at the Oscars and this past year, you know, there were several documentaries highlighting the racial divisions, and they're talking about how these documentaries how they have received recognition this past year. This is refinement again. Again, this is an example of refinement. Listen to the wording. Listen to the wording. How three best documentary Oscar nominees capture our history of racial division. Now, see, now this is an example of the culprits trying to share the responsibility of their guilt. What do you mean, our history of racial division? You know, this implies that, I don't know, maybe there were 2, 3, 4, 5 different groups or whatever, and each group played an equal hand in separating from the other, from the others. This doesn't imply what really went on. White people have been acting as terrorists. There is no racial division. It was just white people going around terrorizing non-white people. That's what it was. That's what it is. You look at this title, it's almost, you know, it's as if black people played an equal hand in deciding not to get along with white people, not to accept white people. Racial division. There was no racial division. There has been and still is a group of people that have decided that they have God's blessing, that they've been mandated by God to dominate you as a non-white person, period. There is no separation of the races as if, you know, everyone had an equal part in it and kind of mutually decided that they didn't like each other. That didn't go on. That's not happening. Black people, even now, black people want to get along with everybody. Black people put everybody's interests before theirs. Why are you doing that? Don't you understand the kind of dichotomy you're living in? People organize themselves by groups, which, by the way, is fundamentally wrong, and that causes problems in and of itself. It always has, and it always will. That's not the correct way. However, in 2017, as a black person, you have to operate within the context of the conditions. The condition is that people operate up under a dichotomy way of thinking. People organize themselves by groups. They separate themselves and they assign value to their groups. That's what racism is. Racism is a hierarchy of groups. You have one at the top. That's white people in 2017. White people are at the top. White people created the concept of racism. When are you going to learn that? When are you going to look up the history of racism? Stop listening to all this stupid music, wasting your time listening to music. Anytime I'm at a red light and I pull up by a nigga, and no, I don't use that term in some endearing kind of a way. I'm using it in a disgusting, nasty, foul way. Why? Because you're living in a system of racism, white supremacy. I'm not here to be nice. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to tell you exactly what it is. You take it or you leave it. And don't you email me cobra.org@mail.com. Don't you email me talking about, if I could lessen the language, lighten the language a little bit, not be so harsh. This is a harsh, foul, nasty system. And I'm reflecting that. Now, this is too much for you. You go to church and you sit there and you wait for your reward in heaven. That makes me sick, even saying something like that. Now, back to what I was saying. I don't even remember what I was saying. Bottom line is this, is that there is no racial division. White people have been and are acting as terrorists. They could stop it just like that. You see, white people could collectively stop racism and white supremacy. They could stop mistreatment just like that. They are not going to. This is what you have to understand. And I also want you to try to see the refinement in the language. White people are not in the business of calling out themselves on their guilt. Just like a criminal is not going to admit he or she has acted as a criminal. That usually does not happen. It is time now that we realize that no one is going to solve this problem except us, non-white people. And I'm talking particularly to black people. No one's going to solve. You are the most hated group of people on the face of this earth. White people made it that way. White people have convinced everyone else that you ain't nothing but a nigga. You ain't nothing but less than. They don't like you. You have to wake up. They don't like you. No one likes us. If we were a brand, we would be the shittiest brand on earth. You know, you got Nike and you got Adidas and you got Reebok. And then you had the Payless brands. Well, we are the lowest of the low on the Payless shoe rack. Whatever is the lowest of the low brand in the Payless store, that's black people. Okay, white people have done a real good job convincing all other groups that you ain't shit. And yet you still sitting here and you wanting to hold hands with everyone and join this coalition and join the homosexuals and then join the Latinos and join the Arab struggles and blah, 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 blah. Your heart is in the right place, but why are you running from your real responsibility? Why are you running from your biggest problem? I think it's because you hate yourself. You can't stand yourself. You can't stand niggas. That's why when you look in the mirror, you just want to kill yourself. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. We sitting up here and we acting like we don't know what the problem is, acting like we're confused. You ain't confused. You just chicken shit. You just a coward. You don't want to admit your problem. Let me state it for you, and I'm gonna get up out of here. Your problem is white people. Your problem has been white people, and your problem is white people, and it will remain white people. The remedy is not hating white people. The remedy, and on the opposite end of that, the remedy is not jumping in bed with white people. You silly niggas up here marrying white women. You know, I don't, you know, black women shouldn't be marrying white men, but I particularly get on the black men marrying white women. There is no excuse. You niggas, you get a contract, you get $100 million contract and you go find some white woman. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. You may as well commit racial suicide doing some crap like that. Why are you gonna not support your own people? Why are you gonna give all your resources to people that's dominating people classified as non-white, people classified as black? Why are you gonna do that? Oh, well, because I'm in love. I'm in love. I can't help who I fall in love with. You sound like a fool. You sound like a fool. Let me tell you this. There is no guarantee that any people will remain on this earth. And that goes for black people too. Whole peoples, entire groups of people have been wiped out. Entire groups of people have just disappeared, just like that. No account of them. No one knows where they are. You know, they've been written out of the history books. Whole groups of people, just like individuals, do die out. This happens. There ain't no guarantee for you. There is not a guarantee that black people will be here 200, 300 years from now, especially in this part of the world. Especially if we don't clean up our act and quit playing. We're playing every time I turn around. Oh, like I said, I pull up to the red light. You know, just randomly, I pull up to the red light. You know, some nigga next to me, his car window is down. What is he playing? Playing loud ass music, and you listen to the lyrics, ain't saying nothing. Just being brainwashed with poison. I can just sense the poison just going into his little pea brain. And he don't even realize it. Talking about, you know, the rapper talking about how many holes he done did this with and that this and how he gonna shoot this nigga and, you know, he gonna sell this and nigga, what? You know, music is a weapon. Music is propaganda. Don't you realize that? Don't you understand? Don't you understand that in Soviet times, that Stalin, the Soviet leader Stalin, he banned classical artists. Why? Because the government was afraid of the influence that the music would have on the people. And we're not even talking about music with lyrics. We're talking about traditional, like European classical music. Why? Because music can move the spirit. When soldiers go to war, I use this all the time. When soldiers go to war, what are they doing? They're marching to what? Music. Why are they marching to music? There's a reason for that. How does Lil Jon make you feel, you know, when you hear a Lil Jon song, how does that make you feel when you up in the club? Especially 10, 15 years ago when he was hot. Why you think they played that kind of music? And why you think there were so many fights? Why you think people reacted the way they did? The music moves you. It is inspiring you. It is influencing you. It has an effect on you. And you sit there, you listen to that trash promoted, distributed by white people, which also perpetuates racism. You ain't doing nothing but dumbing yourself down, making yourself even more dumber than you are. Leave that music alone. It's time to pick up some books. It's time to understand the context within which you're operating. Get Nellie Fuller's compensatory code book. It's time to adapt a code of behavior to do what? Counter racism. Counter white people. Read Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's The ISIS Papers. Why? So maybe you can get an understanding as to why these people are behaving the way they're behaving. Read Dr. Anais Urugu. Why? Because she does an excellent job. She does an excellent job in explaining crackers. You have to understand, these people are different. And if you understand where they're coming from, maybe you'll be able to navigate a little bit better in these tricky waters. Stop hating on yourself. Stop hating yourself. Stop hating black people. Stop not supporting black causes. Stop not supporting non-white causes. The white man's ice is not colder. The white man's ice is not colder. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Stop being lazy. Stop wanting everyone else to do the work for you. Why do you go out of your community? Build your own community up. All these niggas getting all this money, they leave their community. Damn, don't you want something of your own? They don't accept you. They look at you and say, this nigga can make me some money. Get him out there on the basketball. Yeah, nigga, run up and down that court. Shoot that ball, nigga. Make that touchdown, nigga. Yeah. They don't respect you. They do not respect you. And apparently you don't respect yourself because you let them do it. All right, folks. That's the end of the show tonight. Make sure you go to www.cobrasinaction.org. Again, countering racism with justice through the usage of propaganda. Also, if you want to contact me, cobra.org@mail.com. Again, that's cobra.org@mail.com. You've been listening to Black News, the podcast that delivers the news to you from a black perspective in under 10 minutes. Obviously, tonight it was not 10 minutes, but sometimes I get carried away. So anyway, it's not a hard time or anything. It doesn't matter. You know, this is a podcast. If you're really that hard pressed for time, just stop the podcast and then replay it when you can. Sometimes it'll be 10 minutes. Sometimes it'll be under 10 minutes. Tonight, it was definitely over 10 minutes. I think I'm at 29 minutes right now. I'm going to try not to get 30. All right. So again, www.cobrasinaction.org. The email, cobra.org@mail.com. Make sure you check out the site every single day. At the very least, I will be posting an episode of Black News. But we also do articles. And then in the future, I'm going to have music to counter racism, to expose white people and their criminal acts, their culpability, all that. We're going to be doing documentaries, movies, the whole nine. So just keep checking it out. All right. This is Copa #1 signing out. Till next time. Peace.